Good morning and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. I'm your host, Eric Steven, and because today is a Dodgers Rewind episode, that means I also have my co-host, Jacob Birch, with me. Jacob, how are you doing?
I'm excited to learn about... Oh, I almost spoiled it. I'm not going to... I'll give you the pleasure of
saying who it is. I'll be honest, I am learning about this player, too. Obviously, I did type out some notes, so I know a little bit about him, but I did not know who he was before going into this. We're doing Bert Hamrick today. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue, but I wanted to... So, on the 1955 Dodgers, 32 players appeared for that team. The year the Dodgers finally won the World Series. 17 position players, 15 pitchers. Tommy Lasorda was famously a player or a pitcher on that Brooklyn team. He pitched in 4 games but was sent to the minors to make room for some kid named Koufax. So the player who got the least amount of playing time in the majors in 1955 was Odbert Herman Hamrick. He went by Bert. And I'd be lying if I didn't say that part of the reason I picked this was because it sounded to me like the person named in Bare Naked Ladies song One Week as someone who got the mad hits, but it's not. It wasn't Bert Hamrick. So I think it was Bert Camfort or something like that. I don't even know who it was, but doesn't matter.
Anyway, I think it matters.
It should matter. But my trivia for you, which we'll get to later, Bert Hamrick appeared in 2 games with the Dodgers, once as a pinch runner and another as a pinch hitter. He never played in the field. 5 players have played at least 10 games with the Dodgers without playing in the field. 2 of them are linked together, but with 2 other teams. How many of the 4 that you can you name?
I can't. Sorry, I looked ahead at a newspaper clipping you put. Now I'm confused by this question. I started thinking of I'll talk about it a little bit.
Hints will be involved.
Yeah, we'll see. Hints don't often help. You got to have a little something going. A lot of times I don't.
I will give you the hint. One of the hints now.
Oh sure.
The link between the 2 players I'm thinking of is that one managed the other for 2 different teams.
Okay, I'll try to think about that.
All right, there'll be more.
Yeah. Oh good. No. We'll give it a shot. You and I were talking about this a little bit. I started thinking of pinch runners, and so I actually went down kind of the other rabbit hole where people who players who play appeared in the field and possibly pinch runners, but never had a plate appearance. Terrence Gore had that feat. Looked that up.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool. So now I have to put on my other thinking hat, and I have got 15 or so minutes to do so to try and come up with a name or 2.
And one more hint is that the managed player of that duo was in the Jacob era. So firmly in the Jacob era, not on the extremes. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Hamrick. The Dodgers signed him in 1949. He worked his way up through the minors. In 1953, he had 50 extra base hits for AA Mobile, including 18 home runs. But more importantly was how the Chattanooga Daily Times referred to him after a home run that year. From newspapers.com, look this up. Home runs by Ham Hamrick and Ray Shearer accounted for all the Bear runs. Hamrick clouded a pair, each with the bases empty. First of all, they were awesome at writing about stuff in old timey. Sometimes they can get kind of gross, but man, they knew how to use words. And Ham Hamrick is wonderful. That I wish that's how he was known all the time. But Ham Hamrick is just great. So in 1954, Hamrick was 26. He led the AAA American Association with a .350 batting average for St. Paul. But he broke his hand at some point in August and missed the rest of the season. I think he fell short of qualifying. I couldn't find that definitively because it was hard to find like a list of batting champions. But I think the most definitive I saw was like something from the next year where it says he was like leading the batting race until he broke his hand. So I think it was implied that he did not end up winning. But I think he didn't qualify. He didn't have like even 400 plate appearances, so it was tough, but like I think he would have had he obviously not broken his hand. But so he was among the rookies to make the 1955 team out of spring training a few months after his 27th birthday. His first game was April 24th at Ebbets Field against the Giants, Brooklyn's 13th game of the season. He was an outfielder, by the way. I'm not sure if I mentioned that because we talked about him not actually playing in the field for the Dodgers, but by trade, he was an outfielder. So he pinch ran for Roy Campanella in the 10th inning of a game. This game was kind of crazy. The Giants scored 6 runs in the top of the 10th, and then the Dodgers rallied in the bottom of the inning. They had 5 singles and 2 walks to plate 5 runs. The last of those singles was by Roy Campanella with 2 outs. That's when they brought in Bert Hamrick to run for him. They had Sandy Amoros on second, Hamrick at first as the potential winning run. Carl Farrillo, who led off the inning with an infield hit and homered earlier in the game, he popped out to third base in foul territory to end the comeback, so they lost. And then April 28th, also at Ebbets Field, the Dodgers trailed the Cubs 2-0 in the 6th. Hamrick was called in to pinch hit for Carl Erskine. He struck out swinging against right-hander Bob Rush. Hamrick batted left-handed, so as an aside there. On April 29th, he was sent to the minors, and then he hit 290, 367, 420 the rest of the season for St. Paul. He spent most of 1956 in St. Paul. His third season there, too, had an 823 OPS plus. He was called up to the Dodgers that September, but he didn't play. The Dodgers were also in the World Series that year, so I think just it was they were in a close race, if I recall correctly, and he just didn't see time in the majors. But he was in the minors for all of 1957, too, most of the season with the LA Angels and the PCL. Now, he was still a Dodger, and it was always confusing how some of the minor league assignments work. I think that some teams were, like, PCL was considered an open league and unaffiliated, but teams could, like, send players there, like, you're, like, loaning them to this or whatever. But he hit well. He hit 291, 380, 521 with 19 home runs. The Orioles claimed Hamrick in the Rule 5 draft that December, paying the Dodgers $15,000. Hamrick had a similar role with Baltimore as he did with the Dodgers. He never played the field. He pinch hit in all 8 games with the Orioles in 1958. He was 1-for-8. His first and only major league hit was in the 7th inning at Yankee Stadium on May 14, 1958. He pinch hit for a shortstop named Foster Castleman, which is, God, what a great name that is. Baseball or otherwise, that's just a fantastic name. They were down 1-0 against right-hander Bob Turley. Hamrick beat out a grounder to second base and putting runners at the corners, but they were stranded. The Yankees won that game 1-0 behind Turley, which was not a surprise because he won 21 games that year, and he won the Cy Young Award that year. That was the third year the Cy Young existed, and they only gave out one, not one in each league. It was one for the majors, and Bob Turley won it. It was a good year for him. So Hamrick was 30 years, 74 days old when he got his hit. He played in the minors through 1961. He bounced around from the Orioles to the Phillies and then the Kansas City A's, but he never reached the majors again. So I was looking from 1950 to 1960 in the minors, excluding the sort of partial 1958 because of his extended time with the Orioles. So he basically had like 10 full minor league seasons, full being in quotes here a little bit. But he averaged 17 doubles, 9 triples, 12 home runs in 131 games. He was a productive player. He just never really got much of a shot in the majors, and he never wore a glove in the majors, I guess unless he used a batting glove. But despite his sporadic playing time, Hamrick did get baseball cards in top sets in both 1955 with Brooklyn and 1958 with the Orioles. So that was one of those, like, he was in the set, like, the year, like, it didn't have his stats on the back because it wasn't for the year after he played. It was the year he played. So, like, it must have been, like, they had the rosters and then they just sort of included those people in the set. So those had to be weird cards. I didn't see the back of them, but it was kind of cool. But back to the trivia answer. Who had the most, I guess there's 4 players, I think, with 10... at least, oh no, it is 5. I apologize. I misspoke earlier. So there's 5 players with at least 10 games with the Dodgers lifetime without playing in the field.
Okay. So you got so many... riddly with this. I tapped out and admitted that I was probably not going to guess anything right. And before we even started, I started looking into pinch runners and Googling, and I was curious.
Yeah.
And then you gave me a hint. Don't go down the route. Go ahead.
My other hint is for you is the player, the one player you should get. And
no, so I've got an update. So the one player I think you're hinting at, I will note that. So while you were rambling on about our new friend, Bert Hamrick, I did some research, and I will have you know that the first thing I typed into Google was Jim Thome,
mm-hmm.
Who I believe is one of these answers.
Yep, and Jim Thome did not pinch run.
But what?
He did appear in 17 games as a back when the August trade deadline existed, or the waiver trade deadline, and so his back was messed up and he couldn't play in the field, so. He was a pinch hitter 17 times and had four singles in 17 at bats, drove in three runs.
And so I was not, and so figuring, once I figured out that part of the riddle, I'm like, I'm not going to remember who managed him and the other team. So I started clicking. So I was able to figure out that it was Charlie Manuel.
Yeah. And so I was stunned at how many games some of these players had. Yeah. So Charlie Manuel with the Dodgers 1974 and 75 played in 19 games and didn't play the field. So the other ones, Danny Walton in 1976, who I had never heard of before. Some of these, I almost wanted Irv Noren in 1960.
I mean,
26 games.
These are future Dodger rewinds, my friend.
I would say the for sure the number one guy, Hank Edwards, is almost certainly should be a Dodgers rewind at some point, and he probably will be. But he was 1951. He was age 32. So he is... He was 7-for-31 with three doubles and four walks, 35 games, and he had a very specific role. I think, it was wild. He just pinch hit like all the time. But with sort of forecast a future Dodgers rewind with Hank Edwards, excuse me. He was traded. The Dodgers acquired him from the Cubs for the Rifleman and a pitcher named Dee Fondi. Now, do you know who the Rifleman is?
No.
So the Rifleman was a TV show in the 50s and, or 60s, I guess. And the actor's name is Chuck Connors. And Chuck Connors played for the Dodgers and was traded to get Hank Edwards. And then he was claimed off waivers in July of 1951 by the Reds. So he had an all pinch hitting role with the 1951 Dodgers and then was suddenly cast on waivers. But that is an astonishing number of games for not playing the field. Like I was stunned that there were so many players like this who didn't play the field. Bert Hamrick ends up being 11th on the list with his two games. Coye Hill had three, which is fun. But yeah, so like that's our little Dodgers rewind today. So I like it when it's someone I've literally never heard of before, and especially when someone who, when hitting a home run, is described as Ham Hamrick. So I hope you enjoyed today's Dodgers rewind. We will talk to you again tomorrow.